The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, South Florida and the world, welcome to more Freed on Business. I've been given a thought to being a little calmer and a little bit more laid back, but then I said, no way. So let's get rolling. We've got a great show for you today. We've got Investing with Inland, Inland Real Estate, Inland Private Capital Corp, based in Chicago, huge owner, lots of properties. We're going to talk to them about all kinds of different things they're doing. It's really, really interesting. Then around the corner, we're going to talk with our UHealth special guest. She was here last year. She's here again. Love having her on at holiday season. Heidi Allenspott, she's a PhD, she's the director of behavioral medicine. We're going to talk about staying calm, stress-free, or reducing the stress for our holidays. And then one of my favorite guests, Jim Engleton, the CEO of Aegis Financial. We're going to talk about Bitcoin, the dark web, all kinds of scary stuff that I can't even think about. So AC, time to get started. You take it, I'll take it back. We're going to have a great time. Stick with us here on Freed on Business on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
Infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, so much for that calm guy that started the show off. Hey, I want to say a high five to Larry and the guys. I saw him at the Dolphin game. We had a great time. So when you are looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So, I just love that part because it describes me. One more. Guy channels me.
Fireball.
All right, so getting back to Warren Henry, always the best price, always the best service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, you know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and I know you do too. Well, with their UHealth Executive Physical, that's what you'll get. From the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That individual is going to guide you through your visit to your customized preventive health care plan. That's going to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust UHealth to take care of you so you can take care of business. I know I do. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738. I'm going to say it again for the Jets fans. 305-243-2738.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we're back with Keith Lampe. Keith is the president and chief operating officer of Inland Private Capital Corporation. They call it IPCC. He's going to talk to us today about private placements and 1031 exchanges. Thanks for joining us today, Keith. Can you tell me a little bit about your business? And I understand that you've been with IPCC since 2001. Well done to you.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me. So IPCC, I guess to take a step back, part of the Inland Group of Companies, which is a very large spanning commercial real estate firm that has been in business for about 45 years. And the Inland Group is involved in a number of areas of the commercial real estate investing arena. We have a property management division. We have a group that specializes in land development, a commercial real estate lending arm. We have a brokerage group. We even have a real estate school. So we really are very broadly entrenched in the real estate arena.
Yeah, but you missed the best part.
I was getting there. Yeah, the part that we're here to talk about today and I'm most excited about is IPCC. Now, you mentioned I started in 2001. That was actually the same year IPCC was founded and kind of organized as its own enterprise. And really, we're the division that is really set. Our business objective is set forth to acquire and offer properties to investors in a fractional ownership style vehicle. So we pre-purchase and in some instances package programs and allow investors direct access to invest in those programs as fractional owners. And it's really it's been a very exciting growth engine within the Inland organization. Our product is specifically designed and tailored to accredited investors, so high net worth investors. And it's been a great couple of years for us. We're excited to be here and talk more about it.
Well, that's super. But I was alluding to the fact of who your founders were. I think it's just a great story. Maybe we can get Nicole to bring them on one time and talk about how you guys got started by, I just got to say it, a handful of school teachers. I think that's just a great story.
It is a great story. It's kind of one of the great American success stories. You know, four school teachers really founded the company in a very kind of grassroots fashion. They began investing in real estate and raised capital from friends and family, and in some instances other school teachers and even principals at certain points. And it really just snowballed, and kind of their success grew into the large spanning enterprise that the Inland Group is today. And you know, you fast forward 45 years, these four owners have been involved in over $40 billion in acquisitions, raised over $20 billion in capital from outside investors. We have a nationwide footprint. We manage properties across about 48 states. So it really has grown into one of the major real estate enterprises throughout the country.
You see, now that's what I wanted to hear. To me, that's a great story, too, and it really provides the underpinning and the real snapshot of your corporate culture and why you look out for your investors, because golly gee, you guys were those guys just a few years ago.
It really does. It transcends throughout every organization, and it really molds the way we evaluate opportunities for our investor base and putting our own skin in the game and track record on the line each time we put together a real estate program. So the culture really does resound throughout the entire organization.
Now that's a powerful message. So let's talk to some accredited investors. IPCC, you guys offer 1031s and private placements. Can you explain the difference between those two types of products?
Sure can. So 1031 exchanges any time we offer a 1031 exchange, it is structured as a private placement. So in certain instances, they're one and the same. Ultimately, we're structuring private offerings for accredited investors. Many of them are designed to qualify as replacement property for investors that are looking to complete a Section 1031 exchange. So they're structured in a fashion where if you're a property owner, you sell your real estate holding, you're looking at the capital gains tax that you may face when you sell appreciated real estate, and you're looking for a place to reinvest those proceeds to ultimately defer that capital gains tax through Section 1031 of the tax code. Our structure qualifies as an alternative to a reinvestment opportunity. However, that's not where the story ends. So many of our private placements, whether they're structured as 1031 vehicles or they're not, are something that accredited investors also consider as a cash alternative. You know, it's a defined property or pool of properties. Many high net worth accredited investors really kind of enjoy the idea regarding doing due diligence and kind of kicking the tires as it relates to any particular real estate offering. And what we're ultimately doing is we're buying properties at the same scale that a lot of the large non-listed REITs and many other institutional platforms are purchasing them. We're structuring it in this fractional ownership vehicle, and that gives your accredited investor the opportunity to invest in $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 increments and still buy the same institutional quality real estate that many of the large-scale buyers are looking at.
Wow, so you're letting Main Street operate like Wall Street with your Wall Street-type infrastructure. I think that's great. Now, you know, many of the people out there that are an accredited investor, they have a variety of different needs and desires. It's up to their advisor to kind of help them with all that. But is your focus on growth or income, or even how about capital preservation? Where does all that fit in?
You know, really, Jim, all of the above. Our investment thesis is, I would say, more primarily focused on providing consistency in income and capital preservation. You know, growth and capital appreciation are certainly components to our investment thesis, albeit they're important but secondary objectives. So, you know, when I really boil it down, and every deal is a little bit different, but most of what IPCC is out there in the market kind of targeting are stabilized assets. We're buying in primary and secondary markets. We're buying assets that have relatively high occupancies. If it's a commercial asset with a commercial tenant, we're looking and underwriting strong credit profiles, long-term leases. So you really have that infrastructure that allows you to project and predict kind of a long-term stable income stream, and that really kind of resonates with our investor base. But we have to do a good job of striking the balance between consistency in income and also capital preservation fundamentals. So we are looking for growth in addition to the income that our properties generate.
Okay. Either somebody's identified that they want to invest in a fractional real estate product, or they've done a 1031 and they want to get involved with some of your 1031 products. How does somebody find out how they can invest in one of your products? What's the channel for an accredited investor to get additional information if they're interested?
Well, we follow a wholesale distribution approach. So we do not sell our interest direct, direct to the end user, direct to the investor. We package all of our private placements as securities offerings. So they are regulated by FINRA and the governing bodies that regulate securities offerings. So all of our offerings are distributed through a broker-dealer network, which has financial planners, financial professionals that have the appropriate securities licensing to advise clients on which offerings are more appropriate for them. They're doing suitability tests. They're looking at concentration in real estate versus other asset classes. And really, that's the distribution channel that we sell our product through. So the main takeaway here, bottom line, is we do not sell our product directly.
So if somebody wants to find out more about you, I guess they have to, and I'm going to use a fancy term for a minute, they have to talk to their RA, their, I guess that's registered advisor, right?
Their registered investment advisor, their financial planner who's licensed with a broker-dealer, any firm that is... has signed an agreement to distribute our product can tell them more, and they can learn more about Inland Threw.
Okay, well, listen, let's give them a reason to ask some more questions. Why don't you tell me a little bit about IPCC's growth since you joined the organization, and why don't you tell me a little bit about why this type of investment is improving? I think I know, but you're the expert.
Sure. It's been interesting. I mentioned, we started this company in 2001, and it really was a very steady organic growth story from 2001 to 2009. We obviously know what happened in late 08, early 09. We hit a pretty major macroeconomic hiccup and bump in the road. We saw a very deep-rooted recession, and what came to be post-recession was very interesting and actually very rewarding for us at the Inland Private Capital side of the business. What we saw is our track record of performance really held up throughout that economic downturn. Many of our competitors kind of went by the wayside, and we were left with an industry that was rebuilding, was growing, and we were kind of leading the charge as it relates to market share and track record of performance. So the past several years, in fact, the past two have really been major growth years for us. I think a lot of that has a lot to do with our nimble approach to asset selection and identifying opportunities. It goes back to the product we offer. We offer a defined asset or defined pool of real estate investments, and that infrastructure allows us to be very nimble and read the market, assess where we see opportunity, and pounce on it and bring that to the marketplace or to the end user, the investor, at the end of the day. And that's allowed us to evolve our portfolio structure, bring a variety of different asset classes to the marketplace, modify our approach as it relates to financing and our cost structure, and the marketplace has really rewarded us for that growth. So it's kind of where things stand today, and we've reemerged as an enterprise post-recession, bigger and better than we were going in.
Well, I look at the assets that you're buying because I'm lucky enough to be on your distribution list, and I see assets that are relatively defensive with a little bit of protection against increasing interest rates and things like student housing, regular apartment projects, anchored retail in good locations with limited exposure to, I'll call it, the internet. So it seems to me like you're really calibrating your portfolio to play good, solid offensive defense. Is that a term?
That's a good way of putting it. Our approach has been really to provide a menu of options to the marketplace.
Okay.
So we don't want to be a 1-2-3 trick pony. We've really made it a corporate objective to provide a variety of asset types, a variety of leverage points, because one asset might be perfectly suited for one investor and it might be completely wrong for another. And by having a wide variety of offerings, that allows investors to kind of place their chips, place their bets, and asset allocate accordingly throughout our menu of options. And it's served us well. To date now, we manage a very diverse nationwide footprint across 44 states. We manage over 400 assets on behalf of private capital investors.
Oh, you're getting out ahead of me, because I wanted to tease the next segment, because we're going to have to take a break in a minute. So how big is your reach as far as total dollar value? You talked about 400 assets. We've only got about a minute. Tell me a little bit about how big you are right now. Then we're going to talk about, on the other side of the break, the type of assets you've got, and maybe give people a couple of examples. So, Keith, how much invested do you have right now, cash-wise?
So we've raised about $2.4 billion in equity from investors. Many of our programs, on average, are about 50% leverage. So our portfolio size, in fact, we just hit a major milestone. We've offered over $5 billion in assets to investors over the past 12 or so years.
High five.
It was a great milestone for us, something we're very excited about.
Well, listen, I think that's a great place to take a pause. The folks in the control room, AC, he knows how to handle this. So we're going to take a breath. I've given him a cue. AC's going to pick it up. He's going to take it. He's going to play us some music, and then we'll be right back after this short break with more on Inland and their products. Back after this. right, here we go. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So don't walk on sunshine. Ride in your Warren Henry vehicle. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Hey, sports fans, are you tired of spending all day looking for a bar showing your favorite team? Well, say no more. Outnicks is your one-stop source for games and bars near you. Make a free profile today and find every happy hour, live bands, and oncoming games and parties at your local bars. That's Outnicks, OUTNIX.com. One more time, OUTNIX.com. Outnicks, never miss a game again. Hashtag Outnicks Nation.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with Keith Lampe. He is the president and chief operating officer. I always give people a promotion on this show, Keith, of Inland Private Capital Corporation. They do private placements, 1031s. They work with accredited investors. So, Keith, we talked a little bit about your history. We talked a little bit about your size. Let's talk a little bit about Miami. Have you guys invested anything in Miami yet?
We have, actually. We did a deal in Miami dating back to 2010. It was a office, kind of a hybrid office slash data center, leased to Diebold, which is the large ATM machine company.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit more about that? Because it sounds to me like that, again, provided you with a little bit of security and a little bit of upside.
It did. It was it kind of fits the mold from a net lease investing perspective. It was a newly constructed facility at the time, so now it's about 5 years old. We had a long term lease. The financials of Diebold were obviously something that we viewed as compelling. Well located piece of property, about 19,000 square foot facility in all. And we actually structured that offering without any leverage. So we purchased it, we own it outright, and investors are enjoying a very nice rate of return purely tied to the rents that Diebold is paying under their lease.
So how big a deal was that? 20 million, 15 million?
No, it was actually a little bit smaller than that. It was about just a hair over 8 million.
Oh, wow. So really is a good size investor deal, but it's still a deal with that kind of credit that most individual investors probably even wouldn't have gotten a whiff at.
Right.
You guys are out there. You're known to close. You got that certainty of execution air about you. Sounds to me like you're a broker's favorite client. Now, let me ask you this. We're towards the year end, beginning of 2016. What real estate sector is IPCC looking at for 2016?
I'd say near term we're going to be very focused on assets with operating characteristics. We've been a big buyer of multifamily here over the past couple of few years. That really fits the mold for us. Any asset where we can create net operating income, NOI growth, rent growth, but also, you know, managing our expenses. That's what excites me. That's what I think a company like InLink can really deliver value to investors through, you know, the nuts and bolts of operating real estate, something we've been doing since the beginning of time, since the beginning of our inception. And that really is what I think gives us a competitive edge throughout the marketplace. So multifamily is kind of a key sector for us. We've looked at several others that fit the mold, have similar operating characteristics, some specialty sectors like self-storage, student housing, even assets within the healthcare arena, medical office buildings. So we have been fairly diverse in our approach to asset selection, and we're not abandoning the long-term net lease retail sector that we've done a lot of in the past. That is a portion, and that is going to continue to be a component of the menu of options we deliver investors. But assets with operating characteristics, I think if it was a one-line answer, that's what I'd give you.
You see, it does, you know, what's really interesting to me is that you're mentioning all of these asset classes that all of the smart money managers I know are trying to accumulate for their own private family portfolios. So sounds to me like you're allowing, I'll say it again, Main Street to have the same access that Wall Street usually gets. Seems really, really cool.
It is. It's exciting for us to be able to provide that opportunity to investors that would otherwise not see these types of investment opportunities. And again, the diverse approach I think has really served us well. We're not just focused on deal flow and acquisition volume, but you know the track record of performance is something we hold in very high regard. So to the extent we can buy in numerous sectors, it allows us to really cast a wide net, read the market, and identify opportunities as we see them. We're never in a position where we have to buy anything. We're kind of canvassing the marketplace and looking for values that make sense to us.
All right, Keith. Well, I think we've only got a little limited amount of time left. We've got a little bit more time. It's great. I love it how AC is really communicating to me. So let's talk a little bit about what markets you're looking at right now. What markets are really of interest to you, Keith?
You know, painting with kind of broader strokes, growing markets that have strong population growth, income growth, across the spectrum, all sectors, that really just kind of translates for us. We've had a fairly heavy concentration in Denver over the past couple of years. That's been a good market for us. The Tampa market is another area where we've really established kind of a foothold with our multifamily portfolio. There have been a variety of markets throughout Texas. Most of the major markets in Texas, Austin, San Antonio, are two that we've been doing a lot in. But really, you know, market-wise, we're relatively agnostic to individual markets. We're looking at what research reports are suggesting as, you know, what the catalyst that's going to drive rent growth and income growth and population growth, and that's really what we use to guide our asset selection process.
Now, I know a lot of the investors I work with, they talk about the smile of the United States from the upper Northeast to the upper Pacific Northwest and through the South. You guys are located in the Midwest. What are your thoughts about the Midwest?
The Midwest has, several markets that we've been active in. We've done a lot in Indianapolis, Chicago, depending on the county that you're investing in, can sometimes provide healthy opportunities. So we're not opposed to the Midwest. We've dabbled here in our homeland, and a lot of that's sector driven. So, you know, where we may see opportunity in the multifamily sector, you know, we maybe see less in the storage sector. It really does depend on the deal and the asset type at the end of the day.
Okay. If people want to get more information about all this stuff, I guess that they've got to go to their registered agent, right?
Correct. Yeah, again, just to reiterate, these are securities vehicles. They're sold through the broker-dealer network through licensed professionals that typically have a securities license and are in a position to advise clients on a variety of aspects of investing, from concentration to suitability, all the way down the spectrum. So best way to get more information is to touch base with your financial planner, your financial professional that advises view on any of these types of investment ideas.
Well, Keith, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you so much for your time. I want to thank also Nicole for arranging this, and of course, Rich Jurek for putting this together, too. I hope you'll come back and give us more information on the next show.
I'd love to. I hope you have me one day.
We'll invite you back, I promise, as long as you say high five to my good buddy Mike Shear up there.
I'll do it. All right.
Well, AC, this is yours. We'll be back after this with more Freed on Business. All right, you know, Larry's in. He joined me on opening day last year. I think I'm going to invite him again. So, Larry, if you're listening, you and I got a date for opening day. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back. Yo, traffic guy, Don Shula's moving slow because he's over 80 and uses a wheelchair. Hey, the UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. We all know UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami, Palm Beach Gardens, Plantation, Naples, everywhere. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community every day. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You all know by now that UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, always ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report. It's been 12 years in a row now. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's where our guest, our upcoming guest works. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. Our upcoming guest is going to be Dr. Heidi Alspach. Oh, gosh, she's going to kill me. Heidi Alspach. She's been on the show before. We talk to her every time this year about beating the stress of the holidays. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
knew that I would not. So good, so good, I got you.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. That's our cue to go back to our doctor, Dr. Heidi Alsbach, PhD. She's an associate professor of clinical and family medicine and community health and medicine at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. She teaches doctors how to calm you down when you go to their office. She's going to try to help me stay calm this holiday season, because I got to tell you, Doc, people say I might need that. Welcome to the show.
I don't know what would give them that idea, Jim. You're so mellow and relaxed.
Yeah, I'm Larry laid back all the time. Now, tell us a little bit about your background, how you treat the doctors at Jackson's and stuff like that, because I think it's important that people see that I talk about collaborative medicine. That's you.
Yes. Well, you know, I work with the most amazing team in the world. Our physicians here at University of Miami are amazing in UHealth, and so what I do is basically my role. I'm a UHealth doc, but I work in affiliation with Jackson. I train the residents and fellows communication skills and professionalism, and really teach them about taking care of themselves, physician wellness. I do that with the Office of Graduate Medical Education here. We run groups for the interns from all the different specialties to help them prevent burnout, so that they can then go on to provide the best care possible to our patients. And I also see patients with the family medicine and internal medicine residents, and we'll start doing that with the surgery residents too, and doing co-counseling visits where I teach the patient stress management, and the residents learn specific techniques then that they can then to teach to more patients and so on and so on. So it's a really neat thing. And then, you know, they're using it for themselves as well. For their own stress.
So do you need, like, a subject?
Sure, come on over.
Well, we'll talk about that afterwards. Sure, a great example, but not really the common, usual regression to the mean. Now, you're teaching the doctors how to de-stress. You're teaching some of the patients how to de-stress. We all read in popular culture and popular stuff that stress is, like, the big cause of disease. So help me understand how some of the things you're doing are leading to some positive outcomes. What's a good example?
So, on an emotional level, our patients and the residents too report. Well, patients report feeling less depressed, less anxious, more confident, happier in general, because they're getting the care. You know, they're getting a lot of good care from their physicians, which they always do. But it's very meaningful to them when their physician teaches them these strategies and takes the time to do that. On a physical level, we see decreases in blood pressure. We see decreases in pain, and also patients are more likely to take their medications as prescribed because they're happier, they feel better, so they want to take better care of themselves. So those are just some of the things that we see. We're seeing a lot of good stuff.
Now, I want to give you something here. You're going to write it down. It's on tape, so it'll be the first time anybody's probably ever heard of this. But this is something that certainly is here in Miami-Dade County and probably more across America and other big cities. I have what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I just look at the highway and freak out. Gets me all tense. And I know you guys, all your offices, look at Malfunction Junction over there. I know it's a great thing for the Transplant Institute, too. But right now, let's talk about stress. Somebody's in their car. Somebody's at their desk. They just looked at the Waze map. They see that they're going to have to climb in and battle their way for an hour and a half to get home and feed the kids. How does somebody stay calm and be a better member of society?
Yeah. So, you know, and I think we touched on this during our last talk, but
Troubled. Come on.
Basically, practicing acceptance. You know, we can either fight the situation, right? So the situation is the way it is. There's traffic, and unfortunately, I'm a Miami native. I grew up here.
Oh, where'd you go to high school?
Coral Gables.
Oh, North Miami Beach. Let's continue.
Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but we'll talk about this when you're trying to calm me down.
Well, yes, we will. So, you know, I've seen traffic get progressively worse, and this year I think it's worse than it's ever been. And so, you know, you try to leave a little earlier, but there's still going to be traffic. So, having that expectation, look, there's going to be traffic, and I can't do anything about it, right? I mean, because we can't. And so just practicing acceptance and saying, you know what, I'm going to just do the best I can. I'm not going to give the traffic the power to control me and ruin my day and cause my blood pressure to skyrocket through the roof. And, you know, I'm just not going to let that happen today. I'm going to start over today, right now, to deal with this situation differently. And take some deep breaths and, you know, listen to some great tunes or book on tape and just say, you know what, I'm doing the best I can, and I'll get there when I get there.
The books
and that's
on
basically
tape.
Basically, the only way we can do it and still remain sane.
Oh, high five to you. I actually found the Spa Channel. I used to listen to, like, watercolors, but that's too much. I need the Spa Channel. It kind of like glide between the things. Oh, there that maniac, he's got a problem. I don't want anything to do with him. So now let me ask another question. We only got like a couple minutes left. Somebody's like shopping. They've gotten over their pre-traumatic stress syndrome. They went over to the Aventorture Mall. Somehow they found a parking space. Aventorture, bro. Aventorture. They found themselves a parking space on the top and the back over there. Hopefully they don't get dinged or banged up or injured. So now they're going to walk in. They're walking around. What do they do? They're freaking out. The whole place is geared towards getting them gassed up. What do you do?
Shop online.
I love this lady. Love this lady.
So, you know, I'll say something really quickly since I don't have a lot of time left, but I'd love to talk about holiday stress because that's something I know well and have worked through myself.
Okay.
We need to kind of wake up and keep it simple, you know, and we go on this automatic pilot during the holidays and we just sort of, you know, do all these things and continue to do the same old things, expecting different results, right? Going to the mall and then feeling miserable and eating too much and drinking too much. So we really have to just kind of wake up and say, you know what, I need to sort of reevaluate old traditions. And if those aren't working for me anymore, whether they're familial traditions, whether they're our own sort of what we do during the holidays, our routine, we need to kind of say, okay, you know, what are my goals for this holiday season? To be happy, peace and goodwill, you know, to experience that, to have my family be happy. And then say, are the behaviors that I'm doing right now, are those leading me towards my goals or are they moving me away? And if it's the latter, we really do need to reevaluate those old traditions and come up with some new ones, you know, where we're consciously choosing not to spend as much, not to drink as much, not to eat as much, to shop online, you know, to some of our stores that are at the mall, but to do it online instead to avoid the traffic so we can spend more time with the people we love. Instead, I hear a lot of patients and a lot of my coworkers and friends, they'll say, you know, I need to get presents for my adult children. And I'll say, well, you know, maybe this year, and they get all stressed out about that. And I say, well, maybe this year for your adult children and for the adults on your list, maybe you guys can do something different and recreate a new tradition. So perhaps, you know, contribute to each other's favorite charity. Or as a family, all go to a homeless shelter and or to the Humane Society and pet some animals, you know, or do something where you're giving and not receiving and teach that to your adult children instead of, you know, getting a gift with a gold bow on top. Things like that.
Gosh, Dr. Heidi Alsbach, did I say that right ever?
You are. You
okay,
are
great. My yes. favorite Coral Gables High Cavalier. I want to thank you.
Cavaliers.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. We got to go out. We got to meet. You are just the positive energy, the queen of white light. That's who she is,
well,
right?
Well, thank you. Well, you're going to be one of our subjects. You already volunteered. So
I am.
You know,
I am. I volunteer.
We're going to treat your pre-traumatic stress, Jim.
You like that, huh? Wasn't that a good one?
That's very good.
All right, great. Well, we're gonna talk more about that with Dr. Alsbach. She's going to get a grant to study me and my pre-traumatic stress syndrome. We'll report back next year. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the best, Doc. Thanks so much for joining us and being such a great sport today.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Jim.
Happy holidays, Doc. We'll be back after this with Jim Engleton talking about the dark web and all the evil stuff on the Internet. Back after this. right. Dacey had a little bit of a heavy finger there because he was calling up Jim Angleton. Jim is standing by. We are going to talk about all things evil that are lurking out there on the internet. I really want to know if that chip in my card even works. Anyway, it's time to talk about our friends at Warren Henry. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. Whenever I leased my cars from them, I knew each time I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacements, first service, red cap service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you too will get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, this time of year, it's really important with families getting together, you got to protect your kids. Go to lawrencekids.org and learn what you can do to protect your kids during the holidays. Go to lawrencekids.org. Make sure you find the signs and let your child know that it's okay to tell.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got one of my favorite regulars back, Jim Angleton. He's the CEO of Aegis FS. We're going to talk about the future of the cashless society, Bitcoin, the dark web, ransomware, every other thing you can think of to scare the you-know-what out of me. Jim, welcome back.
How you doing, Jim? And to your 12 million viewers, welcome, everybody. And, you know, Jim, I was listening to you tonight discuss about Lawrence Kids, and I want you to know something right now. You know that popular game that everybody's going to go and buy for their kid is called VTech? Well, guess what? It's gotten hacked.
Well, yep. What does that mean, it's got hacked?
It got hacked just along with Xbox, too. And recently, what we have seen in the Aegis Cyber Social Media Reconnaissance Department is that the nefarious folks in the deep and the dark web that lurk out there, the child pornographers, the pedophiles, have all been out there, been busy. And what they're doing is they're targeting now the little kids' toys that are all electronic technology-driven toys. And when the parents go online to register and then to sync it with the company, what happens? The bad guy is now looking into that account. First of all, they get mom and dad's credit card, and then they get little junior's name and, you know, his nickname, what they want to call him. And then what they do is they sell that information in pools of 100, 200 names, telephone numbers, email addresses, credit cards.
Have you told this to Ron?
All in the deep in the dark web, Jim, for between $100 and $1,000. Then 20 minutes later, somebody buys that pod of stolen information, and then it just gets out there and proliferates. And before you know it, your son's Social Security number is, or your daughter's Social Security number is well known. And then what do? They go to the Internal Revenue and they file a fake online tax refund. Or they file a tax return to get a refund. Or they use mom and dad's information and then they clone it out there. So you know something, parents, everybody that's in the drive time and everyone that's in the internet listening to the great Jim Fried Business Hour and 2 hours on 880. Folks, be careful when you buy that technology equipment. Make sure, make darn sure you're careful when you sync it. Make sure that you use a, and go to your bank and get what's called a single-use online account so you don't have to really use your actual credit card.
Single-use debit cards?
Every bank will give you for free a single-use online credit card number. And what that really means is let's say you have a MasterCard or a Visa credit card with your bank, and it has the normal number on it. Well, your bank will give you what's called a single-use online account number. Every time you go online to Amazon, eBay, or go register with Apple or anybody else, you use that one number, but it's an algorithm. And each time you go to buy something, Jim, or to your listeners, or you go to register, that number
randomizes.
Is actually changed into a different algorithm number each time you go out there, and your real established original credit card number is never released.
Wow.
So the bad guy does not know your real account number. And the cool thing is that if you go to return something, what happens is they'll use that same single-use online account number, and it'll actually credit your actual either debit card or credit card. Now, how's that for a starter, Jim?
Well, Jim, we only got a couple minutes left. I only have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to cut you off and ask if you'll come back after New Year's to scare the crap out of us again.
Why not? You know, that's what we do. So a little quick plug. He just has this great cyber social media reconnaissance group, and what we do is we watch your company out there and make sure that no one is dissing your company or stealing your information or cloning it and hurting your companies. So whenever you want, give us a call, 305-710-2000. And, Jim, thanks for having me on. Love you, man. And I got to tell you some congratulations, 12 million viewers. Fabulous.
Thank you so much, Jim Engleton, Cyber Snoop, Protector of the Weak and Weary. Thank you so much for being on the show, Jim.
Take care, everybody, and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Peace.
All the best.
Peace, Jimmy. I want to thank our guests, Jim Engleton, the guys from Inland, and, of course, Dr. Heidi Alspeck, my favorite Cavalier from the University of Miami Health System, talking to us about Staying Mellow, Kind Snacks, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, CCIM, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni. Oh, my gosh. Kind Snacks, CCIM, Warren Henry, the Miami Marlins, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, the Early Shares, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, the NFL Alumni, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, and Engineered Tax Services. Thank you all. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tag me on Twitter, at Jim Fried. The show's Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Websites gets lots of hits all the time. If you missed the show, it'll be up on our website, www.friedonbusiness.com, real soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us next week on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Why? Because I'm going to have the head of Related Group, Carlos Rosso, Averjane. We're going to talk about making urban places. We're also going to have... Oh, who else? Larry's in. We're going to talk with his Lamborghini guy and one other really great guest. So go to our Facebook page. I did all that. I did the part about liking me. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Oh, thank you. Thank you, 10 million fans. Thank you so much. Love you all. Love you all. Protect yourself. See you soon. Happy holidays.
Big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom-made pool cue.
The This holiday season, do you find yourself asking Santa for working capital to grow your business? A marketing platform to help you